今天我们来看起初的圣经，第一处在约翰福音第一章。
Brothers and sisters, we'll read a few passages, and the first is in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
Verse 29.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
小子说，背负世人罪孽。
And a small string says that the Lamb of God who bears the sin of the world.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪、啊，这是神的羔羊。”
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从耶稣。
37. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
再翻到旧约以赛亚书第五十三章。
Isaiah in Old Testament chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章是预言到主耶稣，他是那个受苦的羔羊。
Isaiah 53 prophesizes the our Lord Jesus Christ as the suffering Lamb.
从第四节到第六节。
We will read from verse 4 to 6.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以他以为他受责罚，被神击打，苦待了。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受了刑罚，我们得了平安；因他受了鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们多如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray; we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔。并且延长年日，耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him; he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
好，请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你，每当我们来到你的面前，我们心里充满了。欢喜快乐。
Lord, we thank you every time we are gathering your presence. Our hearts are filled with gladness and joy.
因为这是你复活日子，这是你在这里向你儿女施恩的日子。
Because today is your resurrection day, and this is the very day you will bestow your grace upon your children.
我们感谢你们，当我们一同聚在你跟前，你借圣灵继续做工在你儿女的身上。
We thank you that every time we are gathered at your feet, through the Holy Spirit, you will continue to work in your children.
你继续施恩，保守你儿女在地上，年日。
You will continue to command your grace and keep your children's days on earth.
那我们因着主耶稣基督所完成的救赎工作，常常能一同活在你的跟前。
So that we could live before constantly because of the accomplished redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你的恩典越过越显多在你儿女的身上。
And more your grace will be displayed among your children.
让我们常常因着你话的缘故，我们就知道你的心意。
So often because of your word, we'll come to know your heart.
你的话成为光来引导我们走前面的道路。
And your word will become the very light that will guide us further on your path.
那我们常常活在你生命的光中,
so that we could often live in the light of your life.
那我们在光的里面能够与你相交,
in your light, we shall fellowship with you.
叫你的生命, 更多能够充满在我们心中,
so that your life will fill more of our beings.
我们也把这点时间仰望在主的手中,
therefore, we just commit this period of time into your hand.
你来带领我们,
may you lead us. We hope in you and we ask in your precious name. Amen.
让早晨,愿和弟兄姊妹再来看神的羔羊。
This morning we'll continue to consider the Lamb of God.
我们知道施洗约翰他是主的先锋。
We know that John the Baptist is our Lord's forerunner.
他是把主带到以色列百姓的面前。
He's the one who has led the Lord to Israelites.
神借他呢,把神的救恩呢,引到以色列百姓的当中。
And God, through him, ushered in his salvation in the midst of his people.
所以他是为主耶稣开路的那一位先锋。
So John the Baptist is a forerunner that goes before Jesus Christ.
所以他来到地上的时候,他说要为那位光,
therefore, when he came to the world, he said he wanted to bear witness of the light, that's Jesus Christ.
所以当那天,施洗约翰在那里看见耶稣的时候,
so on that day when John the Baptist saw Jesus,
他就说,看啊,神的羔羊,
he said, behold the Lamb of God.
看啊,神的羔羊,
behold the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰知道他所要带到以色列百姓当中的这是 非常尊贵是神的儿子。
John the Baptist knew that the one he wanted to bring among Israelites was very noble. He was the Son of God.
他是与神同等的那一位。
He's the very one who is equal with God.
他是与神同荣耀的那一位。
And sharing the same glory and honor.
但是当这位神的儿子来到地上显在人中间的时候,
but when the Son of God revealed himself among men,
施洗约翰让我们看见原来他所显出来头一个形象乃是羔羊的形象。
And John the Baptist showed us the very image of the Son of God was the image of the Lamb of God.
当说到羔羊的时候,
when we speak of the Lamb,
那就是说到这位神的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
It speaks of the Son of God come in the flesh.
当说到羔羊的时候呢,是当他行走在地上的时候,他是成为卑微的人。
It speaks of the Son of God when he walked in among the world, he was a lowly man.
所以菲利比士告诉我们说,他成为人的样子,他在那里谦卑自己。
So in Philippians, we read that he took the form of a man, he humbled himself.
他完全倒空他自己。
Completely emptied himself.
他不仅倒空他自己,他在地上完全是顺服父的旨意。
Not only did he empty himself, but also on earth, he simply was subject to the will of God.
所以我们看见当这位羔羊在地上的时候,他在那里被人欺压,他在受苦的时候,
so when this is our Lamb of God in the world, when he was afflicted, when he was oppressed by man,
他是默默无声的,
he was silent.
他像羊在剪毛人的手下, 他是这样存心的顺服神。
Like the sheep before its shear, he was submissive to God completely.
他顺服以至于死,且死在十字架上。
He became obedient even to death and the death on the cross.
最后我们看见神将他 升到至高之上,
and in the end, we see God had highly exalted him above all.
所以当我们读圣经到末了启示录的时候,
so when we read the Bible, when we come to the end, the Revelation,
我们看见这位被神, 升到至高之上的羔羊, 他是坐在宝座上和神一同坐在那里。
We see the Lamb who had been highly exalted above all by God is actually sitting on the throne together with God.
他在荣耀里面在那掌权作王。
And there in glory he reigns and he becomes the king.
所以当使徒约翰写约翰福音的时候,
so when Apostle John wrote the Gospel according to John.
他让我们看见行走在地上的羔羊，他是一个卑微的一个羔羊。
He lets us see that the very lamb who walks in the world is a very lowly, humble one.
而当使徒约翰写启示录的时候
，And when Apostle John writes Revelation,
让我们看见在那天上得荣耀的羔羊。
He lets us see the Lamb in glory in heaven.
我在想为什么在十二个使徒当中神让约翰活得最长久呢？
And I'm thinking why is among the 12 disciples that God allowed John, to live the longest?
因为神让他看见在地上那个卑微的羔羊。
Because God wants John, see the lowly lamb on earth.
神也要让他最后看见在天上的那位羔羊。
And in the end, God wants John see the lamb in heaven.
神让他看见这位在地上的羔羊，他是如何的卑微，如何的在那里顺服神的自己。
God wants John see the lamb on earth so lowly, so submissive to God.
他在地上为了神的旨意，在那里受经历了许多的苦难。
And for the will of God, this lamb suffers so many afflictions.
神也让约翰看见，最终这位受苦难的羔羊，他在天上是已经得荣耀的羔羊。
And in the end, God wants John to see that this very lamb who suffers so much on earth is also the very glorious one in heaven.
我想这就是羔羊一生的故事。
And I believe this is the story of the lamb all his life.
这也是羔羊的一个脚踪。
And this is also the steps of the lamb.
所以我们看见读是，我们读启示录到十四章，说我们看见有十四万四千人和羔羊一同站在锡安上，山上。
So when we come to Revelation 14, we see the 144,000 people are standing on Mount Zion together with the lamb.
这一般人，他们还是跟随羔羊脚踪行的人。
This group of people follow the steps of the lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟从羔羊。
Wherever the lamb went, they followed him.
什么是锡安呢？
Now, what is Zion?
锡安乃是神宝座的一个所在。
Zion is the place of the throne of God.
旧约记载告诉我们说，大卫攻取锡安，成为他的宝座、宝藏。
In Old Testament, we see that David attacked Zion and took it as his stronghold.
所以锡安是代表得胜。
Therefore, Zion represents victory.
所以我们看见那一般跟随羔羊脚踪行的人。
So those who follow the steps of the lamb.
他们是怎样跟随呢？
How do they follow the lamb?
他们是从地上那个卑微羔羊的脚踪开始跟随。
They started from the lowly steps of the lamb on earth.
然后最后羔羊就把他们一同带到荣耀里面。
And in the end, the lamb would take them into glory.
所以我读启示录的时候，我们看见神在那里也呼召，像教会在那里呼召一般得胜者。
Therefore, in Revelation, we see that God is calling groups of peoples of overcomers.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们稍微还有点心愿追求主的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if we still have the heart to pursue after our Lord,
相信我们里面也有点羡慕，也渴望有一天我们和羔羊一同坐在宝座上。
We believe we all have the same desire and longing that one day we will sit together with the Lamb on His throne.
但是怎么样才能有份那天天上羔羊的荣耀呢？
But how can we all participate in that glory in heaven one day?
从哪里开始跟起？
Where do we start following him?
那是从地上的羔羊的脚踪开始。
It starts from following the footsteps of the lamb.
看见那羔羊在地上的生活呢，是一个卑微的生活。
We see that the lamb's life on earth is a lowly life.
乃是一个顺服的生活。
It's a submissive life.
所以，以赛亚书也告诉我们。
Therefore, Isaiah 53 says,
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他在那里不宣扬，不扬声。
Therefore, when Jesus came to the world, he never raised his voice.
他怎样卑微，他当然不凸显自己。
How did he humble himself? He never tried to show off himself.
他当然只有个目的，乃是要顺服神的旨意。
There, he only had one purpose to obey God's will.
所以有一次，耶稣的弟兄告诉他说：“你要显扬自己，你要上耶路撒冷去。”
Therefore, one time Jesus' brothers told him that if you want to show your name, why don't you go to Jerusalem?
因为那时候刚好是祝棚节。
Because that was the time of the Feast of Tabernacles.
其中犹太人
Many Jews went to Jerusalem to observe the feast.
所以他弟兄想说你在这个众人会当多受场合是最好显扬你自己的一个机会。
So his brothers thought, this is the occasion with so many people there, that's the best time for you to show yourself.
但是我们知道这位羔羊,
but we know this lamb.
他是要上耶路撒冷去的。
He was the one who was going to Jerusalem.
但是他是默默地上去的,
but he went there silently. Because there he did not show himself. He had only one mind, that was to reveal God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is our lifetime lesson that we need to learn. We often say we need to follow the steps of the Lamb. Where do we start? Starting from our earthly life today,
我们看见这位羔羊他在地上的生活，他的行踪是怎样一种行踪？
As we consider this lamb's earthly life, his steps,
他愿意接受父神所有的安排。
He was willing to receive, accept all of Father's arrangements.
他在各种环境当中，他完全是服下来。
In all situations, he simply submitted himself to God.
为什么他能够顺服下来? 因为他知道这是父的旨意。
Why is it he was able to be so submissive? Because he knew that this is the Father's will.
所以他就能够谦卑俯伏下来。
Therefore, he humbled himself, he prostrated himself.
那我们来看这位神的羔羊, 他不仅道成肉身来到地上。
Now we see this Lamb of God, not only did he become flesh,
他为什么道成肉身来到地上呢?
To come into the world, but why did he do so?
当约翰在那看见耶稣的时候, 他不仅说看到神的羔羊,
So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, not only did he say, Behold the Lamb of God,
是背负世人罪孽的,
who takes away or he bears the sin of the world.
这位羔羊来到地上来是要背负世人的罪孽,
this Lamb came to the world to bear the sin of the world.
我们知道施洗约翰他是祭司的后裔,
we know John the Baptist was a descendant of the priest.
所以他也是一个祭司,
therefore he was a priest.
他熟悉以色列献祭的事情,
he was well familiar with all the priestly duties in Israel.
当祭司每天每年在那边献羔羊的时候,
when priests went to offer the lambs daily every year,
祭司把他手按在羔羊的头上,
a priest would lay his hand upon the lamb.
他知道他所有罪都归在羔羊的身上,
the priest knew all of the sins would be bestowed upon that lamb.
所以我们一句话说, 带罪的羔羊,
therefore we often say this, the lamb who bears the sin.
什么是带罪的羔羊呢?
What is this, the lamb who bears
带罪的羔羊是说一个人他原来是无罪的,
it tells us that this person is sinless.
但是他替人担当罪恶,
however, because he needs to bear sins of the world,
接受人的惩罚,
to be punished by men,
所以那个人就被称为带罪的羔羊,
therefore that man is called the lamb that bears sin.
所以我们看见神的羔羊来到地上的时候, 就是这样的带罪的羔羊。
And we see Jesus Christ came to the world, he became the substitute, a lamb for our sin.
他无罪，他也不知道什么是罪。
He was sinless, he knew no sin.
但是他在那里却成为罪。
However, there he became sin.
因为他在那里担当世人的罪。
There he bore the sins of the world.
所以那天施洗约翰看见耶稣的时候,
so on that day when the John the Baptist saw Jesus,
他里面的眼睛被圣灵开启的。
His inner eyes were opened by the Holy Spirit.
他看见耶稣就是那位羔羊，那位担当世人罪孽的那位羔羊。
He saw Jesus being the very one who bore the sins of the world.
他看见了以色列百姓他们在律法上神所规定的那个献祭的一个目的是为了什么?
And he also saw and understood what the purpose of all the Levitical ordinances about offering sacrifices.
约翰在那里眼睛被打开，看见原来律法里面所有的那个献祭那个羔羊不过是一个影儿。
He saw all the Levitical offerings in the law was just simply in shadow.
那些羊所流血不能除去他们的罪。
All the blood of the goats and the bulls could never take away their sin.
当祭司在那献祭的时候，他不过是让他们想起他们罪仍然是在那里。
When the priests were offering the sacrifices, it served as just a reminder to all the Israelites that their sins were still there.
他们良心一直在那里，没有得到平安。
Their consciences were never at ease without
peace. 而且当祭司在献祭那一刹那，他觉得好像里面感觉有点平安。
Maybe at the very moment when the priest was offering the sacrifices, in his heart he might feel a short period of time.
等到下一次他要来献祭的时候
，But next time when he came again to
offer the sacrifice, 原来我的罪还在那里。
He realized, oh, my sin was still there.
所以他必须再献上羔羊。
Therefore, he had to offer another lamb.
因为他里面良心没有平安。
Because there was no peace in his conscience.
良心没有得到洁净。
His conscience was never cleansed.
所以他们才需要一再来一再的在那里献祭。
Therefore, time again, they needed to offer sacrifices continually.
所以当司祭安在那里看见耶稣的时候，他眼睛被打开了。
So when the John the Baptist saw Jesus, his eyes were opened.
原来耶稣才是那真正的一个羔羊。
He knew that Jesus Christ was the real Lamb.
他才能真正除去人的罪孽。
Only He could take away man's sin.
他才是真正那位背负世人罪孽的那一位。
Only He was the very one who bare the sins of the world.
约翰在那天他看见，原来他们每年以色列百姓他们每年在那纪念逾节的时候。
And John saw that every year when all the Israelites were commemorating this Passover,
他们逾节要宰那只羔羊，原来今天就显在他眼前。
The very lamb that they slaughtered on Passover today revealed before his eyes.
这位才是真正神的羔羊。
This is truly the Lamb of God.
这位才真正把他们从死亡罪恶里面释放出来那一位。
This is the very one who would release them from sin and from darkness.
让他们能脱离神愤怒的审判。
So this lamb would deliver them from the judgment of the fierce wrath of God.
我想不仅约翰已经被神打开了。
And I believe not only were John the Baptist's eyes
were open. 我们看见当时有一些敬虔犹太人。
But even in those days, there were some devout Jews.
他们和约翰一样，他们曾经眼睛也是被神打开过。
Together with John the Baptist, their eyes were opened.
他们知道神羔羊的意义是什么。
They knew the meaning of the Lamb of God.
在路加福音，我们看见他们记载有位西面。
And in the Gospel according to Luke, we see a Simeon.
这是一个敬虔犹太人。
This was a very devout Jew.
他素来一直在等候盼望那个神的救恩的显现。
All the time that he was waiting for the revelation of God's salvation.
所以有一天他进到圣殿里面，他被圣灵感动，得了启示，他进到圣殿里面。
One day being touched by the Holy Spirit, receiving the revelation, he went into the holy temple.
他看见耶稣的父母把耶稣带到圣殿里要照律法的规矩在那边献给神。
And he saw Jesus' parents coming into the holy temple according to the law to offer Jesus to God.
那一天，西面的眼睛也是被打开了。
And on that day, Simeon's eyes were opened.
他看见耶稣的时候，他就知道这是神所预备的救恩。
When he saw Jesus, he knew that this is the very salvation God has prepared.
是外邦人的光。
The very light of the Gentiles.
我们看见那个女先知亚拿也是一样。
And we also see the prophetess Anna.
她在那里称颂神。
She was praising the Lord.
在讲到耶稣就是神所应许的那位基督。
Blessing God that speaking of Jesus was the very one being promised.
我们看见主耶稣周围那些门徒们也是一样。
And we also see the same thing happening to the disciples around Jesus.
为什么腓力去遇见耶稣以后
？Why is after Philip met Jesus?
他就去找到那个拿单业。
He went to look for Nathanael.
对他说，原来是摩西律法上所写众先知所记载那位，我们遇见了。
And saying that we had met the very one promised by the law and the prophets.
当腓力遇见耶稣的时候，他眼睛也被打开了。
So when Philip saw Jesus, his eyes were enlightened.
原来摩西律法里面所记载的先知所预言那一位就是耶稣。
And he understood. do now the very one prophesied in the law, in the prophet, was Jesus.
他是神的羔羊,
and he is the Lamb of God.
所以我们看见当耶稣在父召门徒来跟随他的时候,
and also at the time when Jesus was calling his 12 disciples to follow
为什么主耶稣一句话说来跟从我?
Why is it when Jesus just said one sentence, follow me?
那些门徒为什么毫无考虑的马上来跟从耶稣呢?
And why do all the disciples simply follow him without any?
我想都是有一个人从我们前面经过说来跟从我,
if a certain person goes before us and saying, follow me.
我们觉得这个人好像是可能精神上有问题。
And we would say, oh, this man must be a lunatic.
我们也不肯去跟从他。
No way would we follow him.
那是为什么那些门徒们一听见耶稣说来跟从我的时候,
but why did the disciples upon hearing Jesus saying, come, follow me?
他们马上来跟从呢?
Right away, they followed him.
有一种力量, 有一种吸引力抓住了他们。
It seems there is power, there is this appealing force
就是外面来说人看耶稣不过是一个拿撒勒人的耶稣。
Our speaking Jesus was just the man from Nazareth in everybody's eyes.
是一个木匠的儿子。
It's the son of a carpenter.
是一个贫困人的一个儿子就是了。
It's a son of a destitute family.
但是对了那些门徒来说，他们里面得了启示。
But to those disciples, their eyes were opened. They received revelation.
他们看见原来这是神的羔羊。
They saw Jesus as being the Lamb of God.
是神所预备的一个救恩。
The very salvation God has prepared.
所以他们毫不考虑的，他们就跟上去了。
Therefore, without further thinking, they just followed him.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
所以司祭安不仅在说。 看见了耶稣是神的羔羊。
So not only did John the Baptist say that behold the Lamb of God,
他当然说看啊。
But he said behold,
看啊就是在那里引人的注意耶稣。
He was trying to draw people's attention to focus on Jesus,
把这神的羔羊介绍给人。
To introduce this Lamb of God to man.
所以后面我们看见当他当然说看啊神的羔羊的时候,
So later on we see when John the Baptist said behold the Lamb of God,
就有约翰的两个门徒听见了，他们就跟从耶稣。
And John's two disciples heard him and they followed Jesus.
用什么？这就是施洗约翰的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a testimony of John the Baptist.
见证就是说把他所认识的、所经历、所看见的主来介绍给人。
Testimony simply means he introduced the very very Lord whom he has come to know, to experience, to testify about, introduce that to God, to all the men.
把他所介绍就引到人的面前来。
And he would bring men to the very one he bears witness of,
并且让他们来跟从他。
So that people would follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is called testimony.
所以使徒约翰在他书信里面也这样告诉我们。
Therefore, Apostle John in his epistle says,
他说，论到从起初原有生命之道。
Concerning the word of life in the beginning,
就是我们所听见、所看见、亲手摸过的。
That we have heard, we have seen, our hands have handled.
这个生命已经显出来了。
The life has been made manifest.
我们已经看见了，我们已经听见了。
We have seen, we have heard.
现在我们把我们所看见、所听见的这个生命之道传给你们。
Now we declare him to you, the very one we have seen, we have heard, the very word of life.
我们在那里为这个永远生命做见证。
And there we were bearing witness of the eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们传福音做见证，不是讲一些基督教道理而已。
So, brothers and sisters, as we share the gospel, we are testifying. We're not talking about some Christian doctrine.
那是把我们所看见的、所经历过的这主耶稣基督，把它传递出去。
But to declare to our preach the Jesus Christ, whom we have seen, we have heard.
所以我们看见司祭安在那天，他把他所看见的耶稣神的羔羊，他把它传出去。
Therefore, on that very day, we see John the Baptist preach the very Lamb of God, whom he has heard, he has
这样的看见，这样的传递，就吸引人来跟从这位羔羊。
With this seeing, with this preaching, John the Baptist would draw people to follow Jesus Christ.
这是司祭安的工作。
And this is the ministry of John the Baptist.
他在传扬。 神的羔羊的时候，不是叫人，不是吸引人来跟从他。
As he's declaring this Lamb of God, he is not drawing people to follow himself.
乃是来跟从他所传扬的这位。 羔羊。
But to follow the very lamb that John the Baptist preached.
所以到第三章的时候，我们看见约翰在说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Therefore, in chapter 3, we see John the Baptist saying that he will increase, I will decrease.
他必增加，我必减少。
He will flourish and I will decay.
这是是约翰在地上的工作。
And this is the ministry of John the Baptist.
他看见的是羔羊。
He saw the Lamb of God.
原来他就是背负世人罪孽的那一位。
He's the very one who bore the sins of the world.
他把这位神的羔羊引到世人的面前。
He led the Lamb of God to all men.
为什么他背负世人的罪孽呢？
Why is the Lamb of God bore the sins of the world?
世人到底是犯了什么罪孽呢？
What sins has the world committed?
以赛亚五十三章那里告诉我们。
In Isaiah 53, we read.
他说：“我们都如羊走迷。”
We all like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷了。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
什么是走迷呢？
What does that mean to have gone
astray? 走迷就是迷失的方向。
That means you've lost your direction.
不知道往哪里去。
You don't know where to go.
不知道你的目的在哪里，不知道你该往哪里走。
You don't know what your purpose is, and you simply do not know where to go.
人的罪孽是什么？
What is man's sin?
人的罪孽还不是许多道德的罪。
Man's iniquity is really not the moral flaws.
人的罪孽乃是走迷了。
It simply is that man has gone astray.
这是当人离开神面以后的一个光景。
And this is exactly what's going to happen when man departs from the presence of God.
因为离开神起初创造人的那个目的。
They have departed from the very purpose when God first created man.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Therefore, Paul says, all have sinned, have fallen short of the glory of God.
没有把神起初造人那个目的把它表明出来。
Man has not revealed the very purpose of God's creation of man.
神造人有一个目的呢，是造神形象所造的人要在那里彰显表明神的自己。
God created man with one purpose, that is to make manifest of God himself through the image and through life.
把神荣耀，把神的权柄彰显在这个地上。
To declare his glory, his dominion in this world.
但是世人都犯了罪，亏缺的，就是短缺的，就是没有把神起初那个目的把它完满的表明出来。
Man have sinned, have fallen short of the glory of God simply means that man have not revealed fully of God's purpose.
所以他说，都如羊，都就是所有的人。
Therefore, all, everyone, all.
没有一个人例外。
None is being excluded.
所以圣经告诉我们说，没有一人，连一个也没有。
Therefore, the Bible says that there are no righteous men, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
There are no.One to do good, not even one.
因为都犯了罪。
Everybody has committed sin.
因为都走迷了。
Everybody has gone astray.
因为都失去了人生的方向目标。
Everyone has lost his or her direction.
我们看今天人的光景是不是这样子？
And as we consider today's man's conditions,
今天活在地上的人，每一个人都不知道自己人生的目的方向在哪里。
Everyone who is living today in the world does not know his direction, his purpose of life.
就是说有方向、有目标的话，不过是今生就是了。
If they do have the directions of life, it's only for this present of life.
却没有看见还有永生的事情。
They do not see the matter of eternal life.
整个人都迷失了方向。
All men have gone astray, lost their directions.
我记得读大学的时候。
I remember when I was in college.
我们那时代有一句话非常流行。
In my days, there is one popular saying.
迷失了一代。
That's the lost generation.
我想若是同我年纪差不多的时候都应该这个印象，迷失的一代，在那一代，在那个时代里面非常流行。
I suppose if you were about my age, you would have this impression of this saying about lost generation.
不仅是我们的那一代，所有的世代都迷失了。
So this happened not only to my generation, but all generations have been lost.
我记得我女儿要上大学，在申请学校的时候。
And I remember when my daughter was applying for colleges before he went to school.
因为她是准备想读建筑。
Because originally she wanted to study architecture.
那她也申请 Rutgers。
So she applied at Rutgers also.
Rutgers 那个药学系 也收了她。
And the pharmacy school also had accepted my daughter.
我说啊不错啊，那个药学系出来比较容易找事啊。
And I told her, good, pharmacy graduates are very easy to find jobs.
她就回答我说。
And she replied to me.
她说为什么大家都说 pharmacy 好？
Why does everybody say pharmacy is good?
赚了钱多。
And making a lot of money.
为什么？因为大人都在说 pharmacy 好，赚了钱多。
It's because all the adults are saying, oh, pharmacy is great, you're going to make a lot of money.
你看，大人迷失了。
You see, adults are lost.
跟着小孩子也是迷失了。
So likewise, children are lost.
每一个世代都迷失了。
Likewise, every generation is lost.
不知道目标方向在哪里。
Not knowing their directions, not knowing their
purpose. 不知道人生意义在哪里。
Not knowing the meaning to their life.
我想这是人生最大的一个痛苦。
And I believe this is the greatest anguish of man's life.
都走迷了。
Everyone has gone astray.
所有的人。
All men.
老的少的。
Young and old.
因为离开本来面以后，人的生活就是这样一个情形。
Because this is exactly what man's life will be after we have departed from the face of God.
为什么走迷了呢？
Why is it we have gone astray?
因为个人偏行己路。
Everyone has turned to his way.
为什么迷失方向呢？
Why do we have lost our direction?
因为每一个人都是走自己的道路。
Because everyone chooses to walk in his own way.
不知道他自己所喜欢的在那做做拣选，在那行走来过生活。
Making choices according to his life to conduct his life.
每一个人都有他自己的拣选，都有他自己的道路。
Everyone has chosen his or her own way.
可能每一个人都是不一样。
Maybe each person is different.
可能每一个目标都不一样。
Maybe each person has a different
direction. 但是每一个人都是走自己的。
However, each one has walked in his own way.
没有人是走在神的道路上。
And nobody is walking in the way of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是偏行己路的人。
Brothers and sisters, these are those who have gone astray.
我们诗歌有一首说，神的路是正路。
In our hymn book, there is one hymn.Titled God's Way is the Right Way.
神的路是善路。
God's Way is the Good Way.
今天主耶稣成为神的羔羊来到地上的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the Lord Jesus coming to the world and becoming the Lamb of
God? 就要拯救我们，把我们带到这条神的道路上。
In order to save us and lead us into this way of God.
叫人不再走自己的道路。
So that man would no longer walk in his own way.
叫我们能够走在神的正路上。
So we would walk in the way of God.
这条正路是什么呢？
And what is this good way?
这条路就是神永远起初造人的永远心意的路。
And this is the way that when God first created the man.
这一条路也是被称为善路。
And this is the very way is also called a good way.
这是个最美好的道路。
The most wonderful way.
但是今天人却不拣选这一条正路。
However, today's man does not choose this right way.
人活在地上照他自己喜欢去走自己的道路。
As men live in this world, they just walk in their own way
according to their life. 随自己意志在那里走自己的路。
According to their own will, they walk in it.
所以箴言一句话说呢，人有一条路自以为是正的。
Therefore, in Proverbs, there is saying that a way people think is right.
每个人都是照自己眼光看为正的事情在那边走路。
And every way is walking in the, a very manner that he thinks is right.
结果这一条路就把人带到死亡的道路上。
And this way leads man to the way of death.
但是神的路是一个正路。
However, God's way is the right way.
所以耶利米在那里对以色列百姓说。
Therefore, Jeremiah said this to all the Israelites.
他说你们应当站在路上。
Therefore, you should stand.On the way,
你们在那要查看
behold,
你们要访问那个古道
search the old way,
那是善道
that's the good way,
那是古道
that's the way of old,
你要行在其间
therefore you should walk in it,
这样你们心就必得安息
then your heart will find rest.
有一条道被称为古道
and there is this way called old way,
最古老的道路
The most ancient way.
那就是神起初向着人那个心意的那条路。
That's the way of the very mind of God when he.
先知在那复位说：“我们要站住。”
when he had for man, and the prophet was saying, stand still.
我们站在好像不知道向左向右的时候,
at the time when we don't know where to turn, left or right,
我们站在要查看, 站在要寻求, 要访问,
we have to ask, we have to search, we have to examine.
看看那条古道在哪里,
see where this is the old way,
看看那条神的路在哪里,
finding out where God's way is.
当然在那寻找到神的路的时候就要行走在其间,
and when men have found God's way, they need to walk in it.
那人的心就得了安息,
and men's souls will find rest.
所以我们看见我们今天人之所以偏心几路, 在那迷失在这个道路, 迷失在这个人生方向里面的时候,
so we see today the reason why we have gone astray and have been totally lost in the directions of life, where within we do not have a true rest.
里面没有个真正的平安,
no peace.
我想我们都有迷失的一个经验,
and I suppose that we all have this experience of
being lost. 有时候我们要到一个地方, 结果路一插出去, 不知道跑到哪边去了,
sometimes we try to go to a certain place, but somehow we have gone astray and we don't know where we end up.
我们里面慌张, 我们里面着急,
and we're worried, we're anxious.
可能越走越离开你, 原来要走那条路上,
and more and more you have gone far from the way you're supposed to go.
若是在晚上的时候, 那更糟糕,
and at night the situation becomes worse.
茫茫的, 完全看不见到底, 原来那条路在哪里,
because it's dark, you do not know where the way is.
有弟兄他告诉我,
a brother once told me this.
他说有一次那个礼拜五晚上查经, 他姊妹因为有事先离开,
one of the Friday night Bible study, and his wife was occupied, and she had to leave first.
她开车离开这个会所出去的时候,
so as she drove her car out from our meeting place,
应该向右转，应该是第二个红绿灯右转,
supposedly she should make a right turn at the second traffic light.
结果她在第一个红绿灯就右转了,
but she made the first right turn at,
这个一转了就糟糕了,
and she was in big trouble.
整个方向就迷失掉了,
she totally lost her sense
of direction. 绕超过一个钟头,
and she was driving around and around more than an hour in this neighborhood.
弟兄回到家, 哎, 奇怪, 怎么还没回来啊?
So this brother went home and nothing his wife.
结果他还打电话去给警察,
so he called the police.
叫警察来帮他在附近找看看,
and asking for help to look for his wife.
就没有想到那个姊妹在那边绕绕绕又绕到原来路上,
and little did he know that as the sister was driving around, and eventually she went back on to the right way,
就开回去了,
and then she went home safely.
所以你看当他找到一个正路他该走的道路上的时候他就不会迷失方向他就很平安地回到家里的,
so you see that when she found the right way, she wouldn't be flustered. She just went home safely.
因为她走在正路上, 她就知道方向明确在哪里。
As long as she was in the right way, her sense of direction was very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹当一个人走在神的正路上的时候,
so brothers and sisters, as a person walks in God's right way,
他很确定的他目标他方向在哪里,
he's sure of his goal, his
他知道他要往哪里去,
he knows where he's supposed to go,
他里面有那就有真正的安息,
and within his heart he has this true rest.
弟兄姊妹今天人偏行的几路,
brothers and sisters, today people have gone astray,
结果就走迷了,
and the people are lost.
所以这位神的羔羊来到地上, 就是要背负人的罪孽,
and this Lamb of God came to the world to bear the sin of the world.
所以我们感谢主在这里虽然说多如羊走迷,
we thank God, our God, that although the verses all have gone astray like
以下另外一个, 众人的罪孽, 都归在他身上,
and then we see that at the end of this verse that the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of his soul.
这个都也是非常宝贵,
and this all is also so precious.
人所有的罪,
all man's sins,
不管是大的小的,
great or small,
人所犯一切所有罪, 完全归在他的身上,
all the sins men have ever committed are now being laid upon him.
我们感谢神, 这位神的羔羊,
we thank God that this Lamb of God,
不管我们在地上犯了多少罪, 多得罪他多少,
no matter how many sinful acts we have committed or how wrongful we have sinned against him.
完全他背负这一切的罪孽,
that the Lamb of God totally bore all the sins of man.
神以他为赎罪祭,
and God made him an offering for sin.
神在那里击打他,
there God bruised him.
为什么神在那里苦待他儿子, 好像人以为他在苦待他,
why is that it seems to men of the world that God was afflicting his own son?
其实他为了担负我们的罪,
actually, the Lamb of God was trying to bear our sins.
感谢神神的羔羊来到地上,
we thank God that the Lamb of God came to the world.
原来我们是罪的代价就是死,
because the wage of sin is death.
但是现在有一位代罪的羔羊,
but here we have the Lamb who bears the sin.
替我们尝那个死味,
he tasted the death for us.
因着他身上背负着我们所有的人罪,
and because in him that he bore all of our sins.
所以那天神的审判就临到他身上,
so on that very day, God's punishment came upon him.
神的愤怒就显在他身上,
and God's wrath was revealed in him.
因着他在那里担当我们所有罪,
and because there he bore all,
我们就不再被神定罪,
we were no longer condemned by God.
我们就可以免去神愤怒的审判,
there we were delivered from the punishment of God's fierce
wrath. 所以弟兄姊妹,这是神的羔羊的工作,
brother and sister, this is the ministry of the Lamb of God.
今天凡来到他面前的人,
now everyone today who comes before him,
不管我们是怎样的光景,
regardless of the situation you might be in, here we see a Lamb of God. We simply give all our burdens, all our sins to him. And because for this very purpose he came to the world to bear our sins. As we walk in this way, as we don't know where we should go,
他要把我引到正路上,
this Lamb will lead us into the right way.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord when Jesus came to the world,
他在那里宣告说我就是道路,
there he declared that I am the way.
所以什么是神的正路呢?
So what is God's right way?
什么是走在神的正路上呢?
And what does it mean to walk in God's right way?
就是照主的心意在那里走路的人,
simply meaning that you just walk in the way of the Lord according to his will.
在那里照着主在地上所行走的道路来跟随的人,那就是一个走正路的人。
He who follows the Lord according to the steps of Jesus Christ is the very one who walks in God's right way.
所以一个人若不是走在这一条正路上,
so brothers and sisters, if a person does not walk in the right way, he's the one who has gone straight into his own way.
所以弟兄姊妹,不仅当我们还没有蒙恩得救之前,我们是一个偏行己路的人。
So brothers and sisters, not only are we those who have gone into our own way,
我们也不知道神的路在哪里。
We didn't know where God's way was.
即使我们知道,
even though we knew, we would not have chosen his way.
但是当我们得救以后,
but after we have been saved by his grace,
神已经启示那条道路了,
God has revealed his way to us.
这不仅是一个永生的道路,
not only is this an eternal way,
走在这条路上的人, 他最终的结局不是死亡, 乃是永生。
And he who walks in this way, whose final end is not death but eternal life.
并且走在这条正路上的人,
and he who walks in this right way,
因为这是主耶稣在地上行走过的道路,
the very way that the Lord Jesus walked when he was in the flesh in this
是个卑微谦卑,
world.
是个愿意学习顺服的一个道路,
this is a way willing to be lowly and humble.
弟兄姊妹,若是我们是走在这一条道上, 我们就会学习谦卑我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, if we walk in this way, we will learn,
我们就愿意顺服神的心意,
to be submissive to God's will.
我想这是一条长远的路,
and this is such a long way.
这是我们天天要学习走的路,
this is the way daily we need to learn to walk in.
这是我们一生所要学习谦卑顺服的道路,
this is the way daily we need to learn to be humble.
当我们学习走在这一条道路上的,
as we learn to walk in this way,
作为羔羊,
this Lamb,
有一天也要把我们带到天上,
one day will lead us to heaven.
那一天羔羊坐在宝座那里的时候,
on that day that when the Lamb sits in the throne,
当跟随他脚中的人那一天和他一同坐在宝座上。
Those who follow his steps will also sit together with him in the throne.
当羔羊那天站在锡安山上的时候。
And on that day when the lamb stands among Zion.
这一般在地上跟随羔羊走路的人那一天也同样站在那里。
These people who follow the steps of the lamb on earth will also stand together with him.
所以我们看见神的羔羊来到地上。
So we see the Lamb of God came to
the world. 这是讲到神救赎的工作。
It speaks of God's redemptive work.
这是约翰在那里所头一个所看见的。
So this is the very first thing that John the Baptist saw.
刚刚我们还没有后面几节没有读，在那约翰另外一位看见。
And we did not read these verses just now. And there, John the Baptist had another.
他说：“我看见圣灵降在谁身上。
”And he said.Whom I saw, the Holy Spirit descended upon.
那就是神的儿子。
That one is the Son of God.
所以当那天施洗约翰在约旦河旁边。
So on that day when John the Baptist stood by the Jordan.
为主耶稣施洗的时候。
While he was about to baptize Jesus.
有圣灵像鸽子降在主耶稣的身上。
The Holy Spirit like the dove descended upon Jesus.
他看见了。
And John saw it.
他就知道说这是神的儿子。
So John knew this is the Son of God.
所以神的羔羊不仅背负人的罪孽。
So the Lamb of God, not only has borne man's sin.
叫凡心相信他的人，所有罪他都来担负，他都把所有罪都除去了。
To take away all the sins of those who believed in him.
但是神的儿子来到地上，更是要把生命赐给人。
But his son, God's son, came to the world even for another purpose, that is to
give man life. 所以当约翰在那里说：“看哪，神的儿子。”
So there, when John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
而是说到那是生命的神。
He was actually speaking of the God who gives life.
因为在约翰的书信里面告诉我们说，有神儿子的就有生命。
Because in John's epistle, he told us that he who has the Son has life.
没有神儿子的就没有生命。
Without the Son of God, he does not have life.
所以虽然神的羔羊为了罪人的罪被钉在十字架上。
So we see that the Lamb of God was crucified on the cross for man's sin.
死了。
He died.
但是先知以赛亚当然又预言说
But the prophet Isaiah also said,
他必看见他的后裔并且延长年日
He shall see his seed and his days shall be prolonged
一个死掉的人他怎么有后裔呢
How could a dead person have any descendants?
并是延长年日
And
一直延续下去的
How could his days being prolonged continuously existing?
因为这神的羔羊
Because it's the Lamb of God
他像一粒麦子死了
It's just like a grain of wheat.
就结出许多的子粒来。
And he bore much grain.
就结出许多的生命的粒子出来。
Bearing many, many kernels of life.
所以我们感谢神，不仅神的羔羊为罪人死。
So we thank God not only did the Lamb of God die for man's sin.
他并且从死里复活。
But he was resurrected from the dead.
把永远的生命赐给凡相信他的人。
He has given his eternal life to everyone who believes in him.
叫他们得到神儿子的生命。
So they will receive the Son of the life of the Son of God.
他们就得到那个永远的生命。
And this is the eternal life.
他们就永远不死。
And they will not die forever.
他们生命就延长年日。
And their days are prolonged.
用什么？今天我们相信，凡相信他的，我们都有这样的生得救的把握。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we believe that whoever believes in him should have this kind of insurance.
因为不仅我们相信他是神的羔羊。
Not only do we believe that he is the Lamb of God.
他能担当我们所有的罪。
He has borne all of our sins.
我们也更知道他是神的儿子。
But we know even more that he is the Son of God.
生命在他里面。
Because life is in him.
今天我们有了神儿子，我们里面就有神的生命。
Today we have the Son of God, so we have this God's life within us.
我们感谢神，当施洗约翰在那天所做见证。
We thank God for the testimony that John the Baptist bore on that day.
让我们看见神的羔羊。
That shows us the Lamb of God.
这是宝贵的一个形象。
Such a precious image there.
就是神的儿子来到地上，头一个要显明让人所明白的、所认识的一个形象。
This is the first image when God's son came into the world. He wanted us to know.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的儿子他这个羔羊的形象也是摆在我面前。
Brother and sister, today the image of the Lamb of God has also likewise been displayed before us.
所以使徒约翰彼得也在他书信里告诉我们。
Therefore, Apostle Peter also says this in his epistle.
主耶稣这神的羔羊，他所行过脚中。
the Lord Jesus Christ, the very Lamb of God, whose steps will become our steps.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this should be our very way
through
our lives. And we also know that in this world we only have one way.
就是羔羊的脚踪,
and that is the way of the steps of the Lamb of God. And this is the very way God has revealed before man. And this is also the steps of the Son of God living on earth.
所以不仅我们相信他是我们的, 神的羔羊, 是拯救我们那位主,
not only do we believe that He is the Lamb of God who saved us, He is our Savior.
因为今天神拯救我的目的,
and we know that the very purpose of God's salvation,
不仅叫我们罪得赦免,
it's not only for the forgiveness of sin,
不仅叫我们不再下火湖地狱受审判,
not only that we do not have to go to the hell to be judged by the lake of fire,
原来是偏心极欲的人,
but for all of us who have gone astray into His own way,
重新带回到这一条正路上,
God wants to lead us again into His right way.
这是神的正路,
this is God's right way.
这是所有蒙恩的儿女要走的一条路,
all of God's children who have been saved by His grace should walk in this way.
这是最古老的道路,
and this is the most ancient way.
因为这是神起初向着的那永远的心意,
and this is the very original purpose of God toward all men.
并且这实在是一条善路,
and also this is a very good way.
这是一条美好的道路,
a wonderful way.
这是神向着他所有蒙恩儿女的心愿,
and this is the God's heart toward all of His children being saved by grace.
他把我们引到这条美好的道路上来走,
God leads us in this very wonderful way, good way to walk in.
因为这一条道路就是羔羊在地上所走的道路,
because this is the same way that the Lamb of God walked.
因为这一条道路最终把神的羔羊带到天上荣耀的国度里面,
the same way eventually led the Lamb of God into glory, into His kingdom.
所以凡是跟随这个羔羊脚踪的人,
therefore whoever follows the steps of the Lamb,
走在这条道路上的人,
whoever walked in this,
同样有一天这条道路也是把我们引到永远荣耀的国度里面,
will one day be led by this way into this eternal kingdom.
这样神的拯救我们的目的最终就达到,
therefore God's very purpose of His salvation will be fulfilled.
所以巴不得我们借着约翰在那所做的见证,
if only through all the testimony that John the Baptist bore,
让我们看见神的羔羊,
we could see the Lamb of God.
当我们在传扬福音做为主做见证的时候,
as we are preaching the gospel, as we are working, ministering to Him,
我们让人看见他是神的羔羊,
we let people see that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
他背负我们所有罪孽,
He bears all of our sins.
并且这位羔羊还把我们带到神那个心意的道路上,
and one day He will lead us in the way of God's heart.
因为所有的人都要跟随羔羊的脚踪,
because everyone will follow the steps of the Lamb.
这才是神拯救我们最终的目的,
and this is the ultimate goal of God's salvation to us.
借着约翰那天所 做了见证,
if only that through this testimony that John the Baptist
gave
on that day, that our eyes would be opened with
faith.
Once again, our eyes, inner eyes were opened.
看见神的羔羊他真正的意义是什么?
We could see the true meaning to the Lamb of God.
看见神羔羊他真正的要拯救我们最终目的是为了什么?
We could see the ultimate goal of this Lamb of God who saved us.
弟兄姊妹,若是今天圣灵也是这样开我们的心窍,
so brothers and sisters, today, if the Holy Spirit will also enlighten our sense of understanding,
看了神的羔羊的时候,
as we bear the witness, saying, behold the Lamb of God,
we'll
also be those who are willing to learn from this Lamb of God to walk in His way. Truly, this is the God's way, a good way, a right way. And also, this is a very blessed way. If only everyone is walking in this very way, pleasing to Him.
最终呢, 羔羊坐在天上宝座那里, 我们也和他一同有份那一天的荣耀。
In the end, when the Lamb sits in his throne, we will also partake in his glory on that day. I would like to conclude my sharing now, brother. Would you please say a closing prayer?
Dearly Father,
亲爱的天父,
truly pray that today we would be able to see this the same testimony as John the Baptist.
就是我们感谢你，我们再次能看到当年的施洗约翰所做的见证。
Father, we pray that we would see the Lord Jesus as John did as well.
我们能像施洗约翰一样看到这个异象。
That we would be able to follow after our Lord Jesus.
我们能跟从这个羔羊的脚踪。
Father, once again, we thank you for speaking to us this day.
父神，我们特别感谢你在当今的时代，你再次能向我们说话。
We pray that your words would remain with us.
我们也祈求你的话能一直跟随着我们。
Father, once again, we thank you for your presence here today, Lord, and we pray that you would continue to be with us throughout this whole week.
我们也再次祈求，不仅今天，整个礼拜，你能都能和我们同在。
Once again, we thank you for all you have given.
我们再次将你所赐给我们的献上我们的感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
因主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. Now let's turn to the bulletin.
请大家打开你手中的周报。
And on the left-hand side, we have all of our weekly fellowships and the responsibilities listed.
左边有各项的周间的聚会和轮值的服事。
Please look over it, and if your name is listed, please attend to your responsibilities.
如果你的名字在这个服事上面列出的，请你记得参加。
On the right-hand side are all of our prayer requests and announcements.
在右边有各项的代祷的事项和各样的通知。
The weekend of the Thanksgiving weekend on Friday, we will have a gospel meeting.
在感恩的那个礼拜，周五我们有的传福音的聚会。
So on the 27th at 6 p.m., we'll have dinner, and then starting from 7 p.m., we'll have the meeting.
从6点钟开始有爱宴的教宗，7点钟开始是福音的正式开始。
And we have a brother Chu from California coming to share the gospel.
我们有朱世白弟兄跟我们交通。
And also that Saturday, he will also share again on Saturday night.
在周六的晚上，他也有照旧的聚会的交通。
Also on December the 6th, we will have a baptism meeting.
12月6号主日，教会有的受浸的聚会。
And next Sunday, there will be a Sunday school teachers meeting after lunch.
下个主日在爱宴后有主日学老师的交通。
And item number 6 here, it's not translated in the English. I guess on the 13th, 14th, and 15th, there will be meetings at Morris Plains, and I think they have invited us to attend.
The Morris Plains, 他们在11月13、14、15号有特别的聚会，有于洪杰弟兄。 交通，于洪杰弟兄也是明年春令会的讲员。
The brother who is speaking will also be speaking at Memorial Day the following year, or this coming Memorial Day. Now we'd like to welcome any new friends that we may have gathered among us.
欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
Are there any on our left-hand side? We especially welcome back our sister Ellie.
我们艾丽姊妹来到我们当中回吗？谢谢。
And are there any on our right hand side?
在我们右手边。
And we welcome back our sister Hua.
我们感谢主，华妈妈来到回到我们当中。
It's been 4 months since she's last been with us.
感谢主，经过四个月，我们主还保守她回到我们当中。 他说非常感谢弟兄姊妹在她的病痛的时候替她的代祷，特别献上感谢。
She said that she was thankful for all the prayers that the brothers and sisters have prayed for her while she was ill. If there's no one else, then we will have communion downstairs, gospel class upstairs, and the baptism class as well.
我们请大家休息几分钟以后，楼下参加薄饼的聚会，或者楼上福音班，根据你的需要。